This is Cece Wahisi. I'm a professor of journalism at the University of Miami School of Communication.
R.B. White Davis. I'm retired from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Nolu Crockett-Ntonga. I am the owner of Nolu's Carrot Cake, a baker, and a former White House reporter for National Public Radio.
Dr. Brenda Howard. I am a family dentist, and I practice in suburban D.C.
50 years ago, when we were in our teens, we did not attend the march.
My mother says that there was a lot of talk about the march at her job, and her supervisor said that she was planning to call in sick on that day, and she was going to Washington, and she was going to march. But at home, we didn't talk about it. So, and I was 13 years old. You know, I didn't really know what was going on.
I simply was not allowed. My mother and father grew up in the South. They grew up in Mississippi. And my mother made it very clear that one of the reasons they moved away from the South was to get us away from the violence.
Well, I didn't go, and to this day, I regret it.
I do believe if I had been more in control of my own life at that time, I probably would have come to the march, because I believed in what Martin Luther King, you know, was really leading the movement toward.
One of the reasons why I'm marching tomorrow is to march for those children, because of those children who marched when we weren't marching.
And I sit back sometimes now and think, would I have been as courageous if I had really been able to go out and do something?
Thank you for those children who put their lives out on the line, who got bitten by dogs, who were spent the time in jail.
To be spit upon, to be, called names.
Who got water sprayed. That was an amazing contribution.
My mother, who was 87, only graduated from high school, never had a chance to go to college. Her mother was a maid, and my great-grandmother was born in slavery.
I became a journalist. I've been able to travel all over the world.
Sit with Nelson Mandela and sit in the White House and do things that I absolutely would not have even known possible.
I have opportunities because people died for those opportunities.
I had opportunities that my parents didn't have.
While we have made an awful lot of progress, from firsthand experience, we have a long way to go.
There are some serious, serious problems here. I don't know if it's capitalism. I don't know if it's big business.
In employment, housing, public accommodations, and in education.
And it has to be addressed. We don't have the luxury of saying the battle is won.
It isn't over. We are still overcoming.